the man I was supposed to be. The man I was supposed to be works in a small cedar mill in Oregon. The heel of his left boot is worn smooth by the way the engage lever makes him stand. The shift he has to make, grinding his heel, a slow turn as the log carriage feeds the wood that will shriek against the rolling blade. He watches the blade 8 hours a day, and when he goes home to sleep, he sees the blade rolling in the dark. The man I was supposed to be has 2 sons, and when his youngest is loud, he twists his ear, watching for the boy's eyes to well with tears. "Knock off the racket," he says, "the TV's on." If the boy does it again, he grabs him by his hair, drags him to his room, then watches TV in silence, the way it is supposed to be. The man I was supposed to be buys beer in a case and drives around at night, looking for a friend to drink with. He drinks until his face is numb and awakens on the cement floor of his garage, lying flat on his back, his arms wide. Both of his hands are bleeding. The man I was supposed to be tracks deer on the leaf-covered trails behind his house. There is a doe ahead of him somewhere, and he kneels to place his fingertips on its tracks. That night he will smell the rawness of warm bone and blood. It will hang in his garage 7 days until he begins to separate the loosened joints and carefully strip the flesh. He will do it alone at night, his forearms and hands coated in blood. Like the stink of beer sweat and fresh cedar dust, this odor will stain his skin for days.